You guys, the day has finally arrived. I have waited so, so long for my first grandbaby to come, and she's here, and she's perfect and amazing, and I am absolutely over the moon. But in the weeks leading up to her birth, I started to panic a little bit. I wanted to be the best, most supportive mother and mother-in-law during this incredibly momentous and life-changing transition for my daughter and her little family. And I know that times have changed a lot since I had my first baby 28 years ago. So I reached out to this fabulous Mom Force community on Facebook and on my Instagram stories for some advice. And I was overwhelmed and thrilled with all of the many, many suggestions sent my way. See, when I had my babies, I was lucky enough to have my mom come out and stay with me for a week or so and help out. And then usually my amazing mother-in-law would come to help too. But both of them were so good at giving me exactly what I needed. But with the changing times, I was eager to hear what you all had to say. And I found it so, so helpful. So I'm paying it forward here in this mini episode of the podcast. And whether you have a daughter, a sister, a partner, or a friend who's expecting a baby, I know that this will help our mom force be able to show up in the best way possible for each other. Are you ready? Shall we dig in? Okay, when I asked our community, how can I best support my daughter in the weeks after having her first baby? This bit of advice from Tiffany pretty much summed up what most people said. She said, treat mom like your baby because she is your baby. Take good care of her. Cook, clean, get her favorite things, change diapers. Do not take the baby away from her. Let her have quiet bonding moments and do everything else. She went on to say, yes, you want to see the grandbaby, and it's a big, big deal, but make her first days with the baby as smooth and bonding as you can. I wish I had the guts to tell my mom that when I had my first. So good, right? Ugh, I needed to hear that because I really was looking forward to holding that sweet new baby. But this comment from Brittany, it got me too. Brittany says, the thing that was least helpful was people coming to hold my baby constantly. I sobbed after the first week because I realized that the only time I really had with my baby was when he needed to eat. As soon as he was done, somebody else would want to hold him. Also, not to say that others loving on your baby isn't good. I just needed more of a balance. Brittany also said that what she wanted the most was help with everything else. You know, laundry, dishes, cooking. Oh, and she mentioned that coming home from the hospital to having four other adults sleeping in her townhome was a lot, like extremely overwhelming. And, you know, that makes sense, right? I remember the time I was getting ready to have my sixth baby. And when I got to the airport to pick up my mom, I was surprised by all four of my sisters as well. And my new baby nephew. They'd all come along for the party. And honestly, it was so, so fun. I love a good surprise, but I was also very glad that they had all left and gone home before I got home with my baby. It's so nice to come home to calm, well, as calm as it can be with five other kids. Anyway, I remember that when my mom came to help me, she was very good at letting me focus on the baby and she'd take over doing everything else. And it made me sad to read this comment from Ruby. She says, I'm not a mother yet, but when I was doing my postpartum rotations, the number one complaint that we heard from new parents about mothers and mother-in-laws is that they wanted to help with the baby instead of other things. The new parents want to do the baby stuff, so be there to support with the cleaning, meals, and other things around the house that they can't do while taking care of the baby. You wouldn't believe how many mothers feel like the first time they're taking care of their actual baby is after the parents leave. So give them the time and space to practice and learn and bond. Now, I'm sure those mothers meant well, but isn't it so helpful to hear that perspective? I love what Ceci had to say also. She says, allow mom to unapologetically just hold her baby and bond with baby. And Nicole, she also had something to say about this. She said, holding the baby isn't helping. Helping her so she can hold her baby is. Yep. That makes so much sense. And there is so much other important stuff to be done. I know when I was with my daughter, while she had the baby, I followed Ceci's other piece of advice. She said, be proactive. Don't wait for her to ask you because that feels awkward. Just do something. Okay, now, you know your people better than anyone else. And if being proactive might come across as being presumptuous, for sure, ask first. But there are so many things to be done. For example, Katie says, always make sure that there are snacks by the bedside and water for middle of the night feedings. Oh, and Kelsey Nixon, another guest on the Mom Force podcast, she says, the meals. A mom who leaves a stocked fridge, freezer, and pantry after a baby is the best. Honestly, I can't think of a better gift than not having to think about what I want to eat and when I want to eat it. Just have someone else make the food, right? While I was staying with my daughter, anything that I made for them to eat, I doubled and put in the freezer for later. I kept cutting up fresh vegetables and apples and oranges just to have plenty of good food on hand. And I made lots of freezer meals in my spare time as well. So I think I left them fully stocked. Other suggestions, let the mom nap as much as possible. By the way, that is a perfect time to hold the baby if the baby is awake. Be a gatekeeper for unwanted visitors. Doing things around the house, unless that stresses your daughter out. My daughter gave me a pile of sweaters to depill. I did a bunch of laundry. Oh, I finished taking down our Christmas decorations. Also running errands. I feel like there were a lot of trips back and forth to Target and Walmart as we honed in on which are the best wipes and the best diapers and the best pacifiers. So lots of errands to be run. And obviously, if there are other children, that right there is a full-time job, taking care of the toddlers. There were also lots of suggestions on specific products. People are a huge fan of all of the Frida mom and baby products. Seriously, they have some really cool things like this thing called the Windy that you insert in your baby's bum to help release all of that gas that can cause them so much discomfort. Wild. Another bit of advice that was mentioned more than once was, if it's possible, take the night shift. I did this for my daughter. She was recovering from a C-section. And I told her, just feed the baby and then I will take her and do the burping and the diaper changing and help her get back down. I loved having that special middle of the night time with my granddaughter. And I think it really helped her with her recovery. But there were some nights where that baby just needed to cry. Or I don't know if she needed to cry, but sometimes babies just cry. And that crying can be so, so hard for everyone. I loved Ashley's tip. She says, sometimes you just need to feel like it's okay to walk away and breathe. Again, this is a great time to take the baby and let mom take care of herself and her mental health. We've all been there, right? It is so stressful and easy to start wondering and spiraling on what you're doing wrong and getting down on yourself. Sometimes some fresh air and a change of scenery can do wonders. But of all of the advice that I got, and I got a lot, I think that this bit of advice from Tiffin is my favorite. She says, your most important job is reassuring mom and dad that they can do it. Obviously, still help and love them, but just expressing confidence is everything. I loved the days that I was able to spend with my daughter and her darling husband and that adorable baby. But now that I am 3.5 hours away at home, there's not much else that I can do but this. When my daughter calls saying that the baby was up all night and is crying, all I can say is, this too shall pass, and you are doing great. I might throw in a sleep when the baby sleeps also, but seriously, new moms need to know that it's not all about the baby. Now, there's a whole other conversation we need to have around postpartum mental health, but at the very least, we can cheer mom on and remind her that she's not alone. Now, before I close, and now that I'm a well-seasoned granny of 3 weeks, I feel like I need to throw out one of my tips. And it's this. Take all the pictures. I have so few photos of my brand new babies, especially photos of me holding my babies, that I am making up for it in all of the photos that I'm taking of my grandbaby. I have enough now. I could fill an entire fatty chatty. You know, that's our classic book that can hold up to 366 pages. Also, be sure to gift a month book subscription to the new parents so they can hold on to these precious moments that we know are so fleeting. Thanks for being here for this mini episode of the Mom Force podcast. If you want to see a video of me meeting my granddaughter, Mauv Iola Lampson, for the very first time, go over to my Instagram at Vanessa Quigley. And until next time.